This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. The Trump administration's expansion of border policing infrastructure in West Texas is moving forward. That includes a 30-foot-high border wall stretching more than 160 miles from Hudspeth County to the western boundary of Big Bend Branch State Park. It will impact historic sites and indigenous religious practices. It may increase the risk of catastrophic flooding in Presidio. And in remote Presidio and Hudspeth counties, the wall will cut through a landscape as wild as any in Texas, with profound impacts for both desert wildlife and desert science. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
Considering the current environmental threats that they're intensifying, both local and at the global scale, and then you add this fragmentation or elimination of the habitat, you're adding physical barriers, it doesn't look good for these species that are already in a very extreme environment.
That's Dr. Vicente Matasilva of the University of Texas at El Paso. He studies our region's herpetofauna, its reptiles and amphibians, and he's the director of UTEP's Indio Mountains Research Station. South of Van Horn, the station includes riverfront property and lies in the border wall's path. As Matasilva notes, the Chihuahuan Desert is an extreme environment, and a warming and drying climate is making the margin for survival even thinner. A border wall along the Rio Grande will destroy habitat. It will cut wild creatures off from a life-giving source of nutrients. And by isolating populations, it will make those creatures less genetically diverse and therefore less resilient. Scientists had documented border wall impacts on charismatic mammals, bears, mountain lions, and jaguars. But in December, Matasilva and a binational group of colleagues published a paper on border wall impacts to the creatures they study. They found that the harms are severe. The U.S. and Mexico share 231 reptile and amphibian species, and more than 40% are found in the Chihuahuan Desert. More than a quarter are highly vulnerable, the scientists found, and border barriers could drive them over the brink. But Matasilva co-authored the paper before border wall plans were announced in his own backyard. This stretch of the Rio Grande is often called the Forgotten River. Every drop of water upstream is allocated for cities and farms, and the river is often but a trickle here. But life still thrives, as Matasilva has witnessed in 2 decades of research at the Indio facility.
Yeah, very interesting, exciting, and beautiful research field station. What I like about this station that is in a remote location, has mostly a pristine Chihuahuan Desert ecosystem.
Matasilva has recorded beaver here, and the river sustains distinctive aquatic creatures. The Rio Grande leopard frog, the Big Bend slider, and the Texas spiny soft-shelled turtle. The turtles move between the river and its banks, laying their eggs on land, and a border wall will likely disrupt this part of their life cycle. Then, of course, there are the coyotes, badgers, and other mammals that prey on fish and turtles. They will lose access to a critical food source. The Indio station spans 40,000 acres, and it's a hub for graduate research and undergraduate field schools. Its pristine isolation is its calling card. A border wall will fundamentally alter that, Matasilva says.
That definitely will have an impact in all the activities. If that happens, it won't be the same, just my personal opinion.
Few Texans will ever see the Rio Grande's forgotten reach, but that doesn't mean its transformation via a border wall will have no effect. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.